and Operation Luna in the Northern Territory to detect and disrupt illegal activities that have shifted toward Queensland. Recent actions by the Maritime Border Command have included seizing and destroying multiple Indonesian vessels found with illegal catches, such as shark fins. Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke stated that the operation directly responds to concerns from local communities that are feeling the impact of these incursions.
Queenslanders' household alcohol and tobacco spending increased by 10% in December, according to a data set released by the ABS today. The increase follows from November's government crackdown on illicit tobacco and cigarette sales, in which 148 tobacconists were raided by police and then shuttered for up to the next 90 days, totaling 13,320 days of closure. The Kusafuli's government operation against illegal tobacco and vape sales is the largest ever in Australia.
In national news, later today, the High Court will hear a challenge by native title holders of a Central Australian cattle station to assert cultural rights over an aquifer under their lands. The four-year legal dispute concerns a plan to develop thousands of hectares on Singleton Station, south of Tennant Creek, into an intensive irrigated horticulture business, which will grow mandarins, avocados, table grapes, and other fruits. The Northern Territory government's decision to approve a 30-year license for Fortune to take 40,000 megalitres from the underground aquifer each year has been criticised by the Empura Aboriginal Corporation, which represents four native title and traditional owner groups in the area. Submissions from the corporation to the High Court said, quote, "Water and sites traditionally associated with access to or use of water have significance for the traditional occupants of arid lands and critical importance to society as a whole," end quote. In other news, four turtle species have been unexpectedly found in the Demaresque Dam near Armidale. The discovery has come as a surprise, as native turtles generally prefer running water. Researchers from the University of New England became concerned when they noticed posts online reporting endangered Bell's turtles in the water. A UNE team conducted an initial survey at the site in January, finding not only Bell's turtles, but also the eastern long-necked turtle, Murray River turtles, and a single large broad-shelled turtle. As only the eastern long-necked turtle is considered to be native to the area, researchers suspect some are dumped pets, which could pose a threat to the endangered natives.
In international news, amidst the escalating space race with China, CEO of American aerospace company SpaceX, Elon Musk, has announced they plan to build a city on the moon in potentially less than 10 years, targeting an uncrewed landing by March 2027. This contrasts their previous ambitions to build a city on Mars, which Musk explained involves an interplanetary trip only possible when the planets align every 26 months, 6 month trip time. The company still intends to create a Mars city within 5 to 7 years, but Musk stated, quote, "The overriding priority is securing the future of civilization, and the moon is faster," unquote.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy. It's currently 24 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the extreme band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.